The final installment of the series Heroin in America considers a new treatment for heroin addiction. Unlike the traditional approach of painful detox and going to methadone clinics, people trying to quit heroin can do it now in the privacy of a doctor's office with relatively little pain. In particular, federal health officials hope the therapy will be useful for children and teenagers before their addiction causes bigger problems. NPR's Patricia Nayman reports.
Dr. Larry Glass is a family practice physician in Encino, California. For 17 years, he's been helping patients detox from opiates, including heroin. He describes the process as painful, with powerful stomach cramps and leg cramps, nausea, weakness, and chills. Glass says the specter of this painful detox discourages many heroin users from trying to stop. The new treatment, he says, changes all that.
With buprenorphine, I have found that people need 24 hours to wash their previous opiate out of their system, get on the drug, and the majority of people are feeling normal by that evening, by the second evening. And then we taper that drug slowly over the next few weeks.
Buprenorphine eases a patient into sobriety. It's an opiate which fills certain receptors in the brain, much like heroin, but unlike heroin, buprenorphine doesn't stimulate the receptors, so patients don't feel high. They feel satiated, which helps blunt the craving for heroin. It's a relatively painless detox, says Glass, which could encourage users to get off heroin sooner.
When I came out to Los Angeles, I was 13, kind of just going through a divorce with my parents.
This is Veronica, not her real name.
It was in a group of friends, so, you know, there wasn't just one person doing it, and, you know, nobody actually even knew what it was. They actually thought that it was opium. They called it opium, and then about a month later after, you know, we had already been doing it for a couple of weeks, it was too late, and, we found out that it was black tar heroin.
The fact that the new black tar coming in from Mexico is so cheap, it allows people on low drug budgets to get high. And there are clusters of children in the San Fernando Valley. I'm sure there are clusters of children elsewhere who are becoming addicted to heroin.
Like this middle-class girl from the Valley, a homeschooled stellar student who had a job at a clothing store and a promising acting career.
And then by the time I had done it twice in 2 weeks, I could kind of feel myself wanting it more. So I ended up doing it every day, maybe for about a month now, for about 20 days or so. And it was excruciating how bad the withdrawals were.
Veronica's life now revolved around the dealer, and within a few weeks, she started to worry about going into withdrawal at inopportune times, like at work or during an audition. Finally and luckily, she adds, her mother found out. After much research on the web and talking with experts, Sophie, not her real name, made a decision about what she didn't want for her kids.
I had been on buddy chat rooms with heroin users who have been methadone addicts for 10, 15 years.
I even tried to talk her into letting me get on methadone because I was so addicted to it at the time.
I said, no, we're going to find another alternative. Mm-hmm. And this was it. And I'm telling you, it works. It works.
Sophie found Dr. Larry Glass on a federal website which lists physicians who prescribe buprenorphine. Doctors have to register with the government and take an 8-hour course in buprenorphine treatment. Sophie made an appointment, talked with Glass, and he wrote a prescription for Veronica.
I mean, I remember leaving from this place, going straight and getting the medication, taking it 20 minutes flat. I'd come home to my brother because my brother actually hadn't admitted to my mother yet that he had been doing it with me all along. And I come home, I tell my brother, I'm like, oh man, I feel great. Because you're not thinking constantly, okay, how am I going to get my next fix, you know? Because you don't need it anymore.
Veronica started on a full dose of the drug, then Glass tapered the dosage. After 2 weeks, she was off buprenorphine completely. Then, after a few days, Glass began the second part of the regimen, naltrexone, a drug that totally blocks the effects of heroin. If Veronica uses heroin, there will be no high. She's been on naltrexone for about 3 months. Some patients may be on it for 2 years, says Glass. It's sort of like an insurance policy against heroin use. With traditional detox and methadone maintenance, only about 15% of patients stay off heroin. Dr. H. Wesley Clark hopes buprenorphine will improve those odds. Clark directs the Federal Center for Substance Abuse Treatment. He expects more users, whether they're new to heroin like Veronica or long-term addicts, to seek treatment and stay with it longer. And Clark says buprenorphine's easier availability will also appeal to users who are intimidated by traditional detox programs or methadone clinics, particularly those who are early on in their addiction.
What you avoid when you intervene early is a host of things associated with narcotic abuse, is the risk of an overdose death, the risk of transmission of hepatitis, whether it's hepatitis B or C, the risk of transmitting or getting HIV disease. What you avoid is loss of job, being arrested for criminal activities, and hopefully we catch individuals before the accumulated burden of disease is so great.
But buprenorphine has not been enthusiastically embraced by primary care physicians. Only a few hundred are listed on the government's website. Federal officials say some doctors have asked that their names be removed. These are likely physicians who want to treat long-term patients who've become addicted but don't want to be known in the community as an addiction doctor. Dr. Wes Burgess is a psychiatrist in private practice in Los Angeles, and while he was initially enthusiastic about buprenorphine, he's recently grown uncomfortable.
What I saw in my patients was that they got off their original addictive drug, they got onto buprenorphine with no problem, but when I looked at them, I still saw the behavior and the thinking of an addict. And I'm not sure, in my mind, that you can treat behavior and thinking and lifestyle effectively when someone's still on an addictive medication.
Burgess says the feeling of well-being which buprenorphine offers patients may also inhibit their receptiveness to therapy. And most doctors agree that's the hard part. Staying sober involves a lot of introspection and commitment. Patricia Nament, NPR News, Los Angeles.
The Heroin in America series was edited by Andrea De Leon and Joe Neal. Other stories from the series are at npr.org.